Welcome to our Daily Rosary Meditation. This is the next in our series on happiness and the virtues. Today, the virtue of charity. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Teresa, I'm going to put you on the spot. How would you define love? It's hard, isn't it? It's hard. I think it's hard because we use love in a lot of different ways. And it's not always easy to see what they all have in common. So, want me to give you a definition?
I'd like that.
Love is the inner movement towards some good. Let me put it another way. Love is to want some good for yourself or to want some good for others. Does that make sense? That means there are two ways to love. You can love by wanting some good for yourself. You know, phrases like, I love pizza, or I love summer, describe this first kind of love. It's where we want some good for ourselves. It's a self-directed love, which is fine. It's normal. But then there's the other kind of love, which is deeper, and it's often more difficult. And that's the love of wanting a good for another person. So, for example, if I were to say, I love my kids. I'd do anything for them. It would indicate that what I desire is good things, happiness for my kids. Examples of this second love are the way all parents are supposed to love their children, the way Mother Teresa loved the poor, or the way we should all love our enemies. It refers to a willingness to act for the good of someone, to work for their fulfillment. Now, the theological virtue of love, or charity, is to love God for his sake. Charity is to try to do some good for God. It's a love of God, but it's also a love for God. It's where we love God for his sake, not just for what we get out of it, not just for our benefit, but for his. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. Every deep relationship should be a combination of wanting some good for ourselves and wanting good for the other person. For instance, I'm happy to admit that I love my wife with a self-directed love because she makes me happy. She's good to me. She's good for me. I need her and I love her and I like her and I want to be with her for my own sake. That's how it should be. But I'm also called to love my wife for her sake, for her good, to love her with an other-directed love. I should consider her well-being. I should be working for her happiness, and I should commit to loving her without constantly asking myself, what am I getting out of this? Otherwise, I'll just be using her. And when I don't feel like she's meeting my needs, satisfying my user requirements, well, the relationship will simply fall apart. Now let's apply this to God. Our relationship with Him is about our well-being. It's supposed to have an element of self-directed love. We do love God because we know He's the only way we can ever become perfectly happy. And our legitimate self-directed love for God is what we call hope. But our relationship with God can't just be about what we get from Him. It can't just be self-directed. For the relationship to be complete, we have to love Him for His good, for His sake. And that's charity. And it's part of our Christian life that we ignore far too often. Lord, what good can I do for you? That's the question we should be asking. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. No relationship works long-term if one person makes it all about themselves. If one person does nothing but talk about themselves or evaluate every situation based on what they get out of it. But don't you and I have a tendency to do that with the Lord? When we pray, do we just talk about ourselves the whole time? Do we just discuss our lives or our needs or our struggles? How can we claim to love God when we never show any real concern for Him? When we never ask what we can do for Him? When we never even tell Him that we love Him? What relationship could survive that attitude? Now, charity is sometimes defined as friendship with God. But what would we say about a friendship where one of the friends did nothing but use the other to get what they needed? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. Imagine if we treated our other relationships the way we treat the Lord. Think of how many people who say, you know, I tried religion, I tried praying, I tried going to church, but I just didn't get anything out of it, so I stopped. Imagine if we took that approach to other relationships. Imagine a father who said, you know, I tried spending time with my kid. I tried bouncing him to sleep at night. I tried to hold him sometimes. I tried to feed him. I tried to smile at him and play with him. But I just didn't get anything out of it. So I stopped. What a terrible father that would be. We'd say, you know what? Being a father isn't just about you. That's really the wrong attitude. And being in a relationship with God isn't supposed to be just all about us either. It's also about showing our love for God. And if we can't do that, then why bother calling it a relationship? It certainly isn't a relationship of charity. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. Let's be honest. Charity is hard. It's hard to love God for his own sake. It's very natural for our love to be purely self-directed, and that's especially true when it comes to the Lord. But you can see, can't you, that every relationship, every friendship, has to be a two-way street. Love has to go both ways. We can't just presume on God's love for us and disregard our need to cultivate a love for him. So let me suggest a very practical, concrete resolution. The greatest way to show another person we love them is to choose to spend time with them. Teresa of Avila says that something beautiful about prayer. She says, prayer is taking time frequently to be alone with him whom we know loves us. So how about this for a resolution? Today, when you have some free time and you have options of how to spend your free time, choose to spend more time with God. Make the active choice. You're sitting there thinking, you know, what could I do? What could I do to entertain myself? Whoa, wait a minute. What could I do to love God? And go sit down, take your Bible, open up to one of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, and just read a little bit about him and just be with him. Think about his life, his words, what he's done. 15 minutes, 30 minutes. What a tremendous act of love. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, what strikes you about this meditation on charity?
You kind of surprised me with your definition of love in the beginning there. It's hard because it's all facets of the same thing, but sometimes we have different apt definitions that are all true. Mm-hmm. But I liked your phrasing there because it applies to different kinds of love.
Yeah.
And including love of objects, including love of greater things and supernatural things and human beings and all of that. But I like that the natural second thought is, if there are these two kinds of loves that you're describing, where it's self-beneficial or beneficial to someone else, your first thought is, oh, what can I do for my loved one?
Yes.
And not just for myself.
Yes.
And it's funny because you will probably get a lot out of doing something for your loved one if you go, wow, they would really appreciate it if I made them dinner.
Yes.
Or they would really appreciate it if I gave them my full attention right now and set my phone down. They would
yes.
really appreciate it if I went out of my way to write them something or say something kind to them, or I was just thinking about them. And the natural progression of that is, what if that's how I should be thinking about my loved ones, how should I be thinking about God?
Yeah.
But it changes from, what am I obligated to do? I feel kind of guilty. I have time to go to daily mass, but I don't feel really drawn to it right now. It instead changes that over to, I'm not, sometimes I get a lot out of daily mass, but to, on those days where you're distracted and you're busy and you feel more hesitant, what should I do for God? What can I do for God today?
Yeah.
Oh, I could go do that for him right now. I could think about him for longer. I could speak of him to others today. And there are things that we can constantly be thinking about. Oh, I could do that for him today. Not just because, what do I get out of it? And that's just completely transformative.
In fact, Jesus said to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, to whom he revealed his Sacred Heart,
mm-hmm.
he told her, one of the greatest ways to love me in return is just go to daily mass.
Yeah.
Now, you don't have to go every day if that's too much.
Mm-hmm.
Just go to one extra daily mass a week. It's one of the greatest ways objectively just to say, Lord, I'm here because I love you.
It's exactly what my first thought when I am grateful to someone or I want to spend time with someone or I want to do an action is, I want to have dinner with them. And that's what mass is like. It's like, I want to go share a meal with Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so natural. I think that's the beauty of this definition of love. Because I think it's so easy when people talk about religion, like in the way that you described, that I don't get much out of it, or I just don't like organized religion. I don't like things about it. But if you put it in terms of a normal relationship, all of these things make a lot of sense. Love makes sense.
And this is what we've been talking about meditating on for the last few weeks, that it's not rules. It's not about rules. It's not about obligations.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a true friendship.
Yeah.
Why do I go to Mass? Because we love him. We want to spend time with him. We want to do something for him.
Yeah.
Why do we spend time in prayer? Because we want to be with him. Why do we keep the commandments? Because sin is to reject him.
Mm-hmm.
Sin isn't just a breaking of a rule. It's a rejection of him.
I've always believed that if we don't know why we do things, we won't do them at all.
But we have two.
But if you know why, you'll do it naturally.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Very good point. Well, I think we have two really practical resolutions today.
Mm-hmm.
One, just make the choice to spend more time with him.
Mm-hmm.
Open up the Gospels and read them. And then tomorrow or the next day, go to an extra daily Mass.
Yeah. Or even as an aside to that, in the different kind of love, spend time thinking about the ways that God really is the most beneficial love to you. The way your spouse is, the way your closest friends are. Just to think about, God brings me peace. I feel happier and lighter and more grounded when I spend time with him. And kind of refocusing on it, sometimes it's like you get in a really bitter, dark headspace with, oh, I'm kind of frustrated with this or that person, and you get really reoriented when you suddenly, wait, why am I friends with this person? Oh, because they're smart, and they're kind, and they're so considerate, and this is all of the good in them. And it's funny because if you apply those resolutions you just described, and that, just to spend time and think about all of the ways in which friendship with Christ is so beneficial to you, you're just meditating.
That's exactly right.
It's an easy recipe. I hope everyone can hear the rainstorm behind us.
It's really beautiful.
It's really pouring down.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.